23 past 7 is the time. Good to have your company this morning. It's nice to have you along for breakfast here on 702 ABC Sydney. Look, I would never suggest that you have a wandering eye. I'm sure you're very happily ensconced in your current relationship. But if you did have a doubt, just a niggling doubt about the fidelity of your partner, would you ever employ a computer program to test it? There's a new feature that's being reported about Facebook that they've been working on that promises to do just that. The program's called Big Cat, and it apparently tracks your partner's electronic activity, uses an algorithm, and determines whether your partner is cheating on you. For a little bit more insight, we're joined by freelance technology journalist and commentator Still Gerrion this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Robbie.
Facebook are unveiling, they unveil all sorts of things. This is a fairly extreme take, I take it.
Well, you know, yes and no. I mean, the two angles that come immediately to mind is that Facebook is forever looking for new tricks to be able to make more money and keep ahead of emerging competition. But the kind of looking at the patterns of people's online activities to figure out their personal life has really been developing in leaps and bounds over the last few years. I mean, it's nearly 5 years now that some researchers at MIT discovered you could just watch the pattern of friend formation on Facebook and you could figure out whether a young man was gay before he probably even knew himself, which is astounding, but you just look at the patterns. And, you know, for a few years now, Target in the US can figure out with 87% accuracy when a woman has become pregnant just by looking at her shopping list.
It is worrying, isn't it, that your computer is able to tell you, tell others so much about yourself.
And this is kind of the thing that worries me, simply because, you know, most of us are putting so much information online, whether it's with Facebook, whether it's with Twitter, whether it's with any of the social networking services, or even any of the ad networks that are able to track the location on our phone. Now, the interesting thing here, I think, for this new Big Cat program from Facebook is that it's an area where, you know, people worry about this stuff, and it's likely, you know, if they just put a price on it, to be a good money spinner for them. I mean, you just see private detectives make so much of their work out of just tailing a partner and seeing whether they're where they're meant to be.
Now, it's interesting, they've been testing this in the beta development in the States, and they've chosen Florida and I think Detroit as the two cities that they were looking at to test it in. There are some rumours that Australia has its own testing sites to come too.
Yeah, look, the ones I'm hearing about, Brisbane Gold Coast area, I think that might be, you know, Facebook's American Masters going for the cliches a bit there. But Adelaide, I think, is pretty prime for a testing ground for Big Cat, simply because, one, Adelaide is actually demographically neutral. It's absolutely middle Australia. And also, I can say this being from Adelaide myself originally, you know, there's that whole suppressed middle class, nothing is going wrong here on the surface thing about Adelaide, which is always a bit creepy. And I think this will, you know, this will really kick off there.
Still, Gerrion, the announcement a few weeks ago that Facebook were using this facial recognition technology, is there the possibility down the track to be able to recognise whether you're good-looking enough for an extramarital affair?
Look, I'm actually judging by some of the pictures I see of politicians that you don't have to be terribly good-looking to be able to have an extramarital affair. I better not name names there. The thing that worries me more is that, you know, Target telling that someone is pregnant to 87% accuracy, well, you're just sending off some coupons for baby stuff mixed in with all the advertising. It's not really going to cause any problems. But, you know, Facebook had better get this pretty right before they're allowing partners to, you know, confront their other half with something that, you know, right or wrong, is going to be a pretty tragic and difficult conversation. But then, you know, hey, these guys, you know, they're after money. That's what it's about.
Do we have a time frame when we might see this rolled out?
Definitely over the next 12 months is what I'm hearing.
All right. A call this morning from Jane in Barrel. Hello, Jane.
Robbie, come on. You can't expect us to believe this one. Come on. I've believed a few things, but not this one.
Why not, Jane?
Number one, you both don't sound overly serious in your conversation. I can tell your tone of voice.
Can you? Okay, you're like a detective, are you?
Oh, yeah, a bit. Have I caught you out?
Look, Jane, I think you might have, actually. All right. Happy April Fools.
It was a good one. Yeah. Happy April Fools.
Hey, thanks, Stilgarian. Thanks for being a good sport.
My pleasure, Rob.
Okay, bye.
Do that to you.
Well done, Jane.
Bye. Bye-bye.
See you, Stilgarian.
Breakfast with Robbie Buck. 702 ABC, Sydney.
Oh, had to give it a bit of a go, didn't we?